If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. So happy to have you along. It is hard to believe that we have wound up at the end of 2017. Seems like just yesterday we were worried about Y2K and the things that were going on there. We've been doing this radio show for an awful long time, doing our best to try to teach people about money. Our passion, why we do what it is we do, is to provide families financial solutions, understanding and security, so that we can reduce fear, frustration, and inefficiencies in your decision-making process. That's what we try to do with the show. That's what the Financial Enhancement Group is really built around. A lot of things that we're going to talk about this week. It's the end of the year, so there's going to be a couple best of segments that are in there. But we really want to devote next year to trying to help people get off to a good start. And if you're not familiar with TED videos, T-E-D, you can find them online. They're really weird and obscure, but really some great, great stuff. I try to watch a couple of them a week. There's some that will interest you, some that will bore you, some that will go, Joe, you really watch this? I think it's important to understand all walks of life. And believe me, on a TED video, you see those. The most watched TED video, however, is one from a gentleman named Simon Sinek. And if you just go to TED and type in finding your why, I think you will find some stuff that will add value to your life. He's got a book, Your Why. I've got another workshop book that we use. It's called Finding Your Why, both for yourself and your team. It really, really matters. If you've listened to the show long, you know I'm a big fan of Andy Stanley. Two things that Andy has instilled in me, if you will, via his podcast. I don't want you to think he comes to the house for Christmas. But two things is a question that you ask yourself based on your past experience, your current circumstance, and your future hopes and dreams. What would be wise for you to do right now? And that's kind of where the Financial Enhancement Group fits in. We want to reduce the fear, frustration, and inefficiencies in your decision-making process. So helping you to determine what that wise part would be. But the other part is understanding purpose. Andy puts it that way, that it's what's more than just you. It's what's more than just your company. What is the purpose that drives you? I think Simon has got a formula for helping people find their why that just does that. You distill it down to a sentence, which is the solution. What is our solution? We want to provide families financial confidence, understanding, and security. Why do we do that? So that we can reduce your fear, frustration, and inefficiencies in your decision-making process. I hope you find that that's what this show does for you. If you've got a question or comment, you can shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. I'm looking forward to a great 2018 and very, very honored to have you along with me. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. Over the past 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share with you that process that we use to protect over 700 families and more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the IRS. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 or consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Very, very happy to have you along.
We are.
It's always a fun time to be on the radio show. Sherry, I got caught in the middle of a conversation the other day.
Uh-oh.
Where somebody essentially asked me what they should be expecting from their advisor in terms of communication. And it brought up a series of issues and things. If you've not heard me talk on this show before about business models, then part of this may be, you know, a little bit different. But just the basics, if you will, when people are interviewing financial advisors, there is a checklist of things that I provide people to say, these are the questions that you ought to be asking. And many of them are overlooked. Sherry, you've heard me saying before that it takes four things for a family to say, Joe, we want to work with you in the Financial Enhancement Group. And the first one is, do we like and trust you?
Right.
And honestly, because of Madoff and Shrinker and other jerks in the world, the other three don't matter as much anymore. We tend to affiliate and work with people that we like and trust. And I think you should.
Sure, yeah.
But I do think there's three more steps to that relationship. The second one is, do you think we know what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's pretty important.
it does matter. Having a securities license by itself does not qualify. So my daughter's at Anderson University. She's in her life group. And she calls me in a tizzy. You know, Kendra is black and white. There's not a lot of gray in her life. And she knows the things that we do and that I have done in my career to be able to be where I am. So this young man is going to work for an insurance company. I think it's Northwestern Mutual. And he has to have a series of names of people to show that he's got enough people that he can call on to get this internship or to do his program. And so I don't know how the conversation comes up, but he tells his life group that there's no difference between a financial representative and a financial advisor. And Kendra goes bonkers, calls me and says, Daddy, tell me that I'm not nuts. And I had to tell her she was wrong.
Okay, say that again. Financial advisor and financial
There is no, and it's sad, but it's true. Legally, you can call yourself a financial advisor, Sherry Kontos.
Really?
Legally, anybody can call themselves.
I could put a shingle up and say that.
There is no legal restriction on being able to be called a wealth manager, a financial planner, a financial advisor, a financial representative. They are merely titles that are self-appointed.
I see.
Now, he can't say that he is a certified financial planner any more than somebody can say that they're a CPA for certified public accountant without being board certified.
Mm-hmm.
But having a securities license does not make someone know what you need them to know about your financial life. So one, do you like and trust them?
Mm-hmm.
Two, do you think they know what they're talking about and how do they prove that? Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I think every one of my planners is enrolled in the CFP program to become certified financial planners. Every one of them are on our planning team.
Yeah.
You know, we think that educational part is important. The third is, do you understand our process? And then the fourth is, do you need our process?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. There are some people who want to worry about it, who want to be daily involved and adamant about it. You know, we're not probably right for you. You know, this is a full service financial planning firm where we get paid as registered investment advisors to manage money for people, to make sure that they don't have to worry about their retirement, you know, that they don't have to worry about things. And so the thing that gets left out of most conversations, in my opinion, is the business model. You know, so you found Joe, you like Joe, you heard Joe on the radio. Joe's a nice guy. Joe's done it for 29 years, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's wonderful. But what is Joe's business model? How do you know before you put your life savings with us at TD Ameritrade, where we hold our money?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it at the Financial Enhancement Group. I tell TD Ameritrade what to do with it. But how do you know that I'm going to be here tomorrow? And and does that matter? And the answer is yes, it matters a lot. The reason it doesn't say Joe Clark and Company on the door is because I wanted this to live a lot longer than
you.
Me. There's 21 people on our team. There's more than 600 families that we take care of.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing to grow, hence having to build the new building, you know, because we don't have the space here to be able to handle it.
But you need to know what that business model is to know that we're going to be here next year to be able to do the things that we promise. Not just the things we intend, but the things that we promise.
Right.
The world is scattered with good intentions, as my grandfather would say.
So my question is, you know, you say it's important, number one, to know and trust the person, and then all, and then the other things. But so do you need to know who the team is too? Do they need to know who your team is too? Because you may not always be here.
We do our best to make sure that people know who the team is. So, you know, in every meeting we have, I always have a pair planner in the meeting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now started having another planner actually in the room with us. And it's for that very reason. And, you know, those that have listened to the show a long time know that I lost my mentor and dear friend December 11th last year. He did not have pair planners like most of the industry. You know, but people walk in and they go, you know, we got a packed house here. And it's like, no, we got you because you're the center stage. You matter. I have my paraplanner to be able to make sure that we don't lose any of the information about you and that everything is done. And if I'm going, if God calls me home early and or I'm hiking and I'm not here and you need help, I want people who, you know your situation, your information, and who are also qualified to be able to give you those decisions and information in my absence for one reason or another. Now, again, I'm 50. I'm going nowhere. But the communication part and that business model part matters.
You cover it, yeah.
So in the communication, what should you get? There is a massive move of money to the independent channels, as they call it. Those are registered investment advisors. So people are leaving the wirehouse, the Merrills, the Morgan Stanleys en masse. And if you pay attention to the news, so are the brokers. They're losing people because the money is going to the independent channel. One thing, always make sure that you get two statements from those people. So you get a statement from the Financial Enhancement Group. You get a statement from TD Ameritrade. They're never going to be identical because they're put out on different days.
Mm-hmm.
But they're close enough to know that nobody's running off with the money.
With the money, yeah.
When I see the 13 people who've stole money from Madoff to Schrenker to the other people, my 29 years, I've seen it happen 13 times. Mm. They all had one thing in common. They only sent people one statement. So you got something in the mail that you wanted to believe to be true.
Yeah.
And so you didn't ask any questions and then bad things begin to transpire.
Yeah.
So on our statements, because I think it's so critical, it doesn't just show you the amount of money that you have. You know, you saying that you have $1 million, but it's all in a 401k or an IRA that's tax deferred is not the same thing as having $1 million that you've already paid taxes on.
Sure.
Or $1 million that's in a Roth IRA. So we show the tax diversification on the statements.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, every week we put together the Market Carver, and there's a short one that's free for all you listeners. You can get emailed to you if you just go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, get signed up for the Market Carver. It'll come to you every Thursday at 1 o'clock.
It's pretty easy.
If you're somebody who just listens to the show, there's a much more in-depth, detailed one that goes to the families we serve at 11:04 every Thursday morning.
Wow.
Of the 600 plus families we have, about 85 people open it.
That's cool.
It amazes me the energy we put into it, and only 85 open it.
Oh.
But we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
I bet statistically that's high.
And coming here is not a job, right?
Right.
You're not putting your money here so that you have another job. And if you want to watch the Market Carver, outstanding. If you want to, when you come in for your FEG family update, when we run through the five critical elements, if that's all you want to make sure that your financial life is in order, then God bless. But key thing, guys, is it's not just the person in front of you.
Mm.
If you think I can do this on my own, you are mistaken. You need to understand the business model and the team that supports it. Ask how long they've been there, why they're there, why they love their job as well. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-951-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Sherry's favorite part of the show. She gets to ask me questions that I may or may know nothing. I know nothing about the topic until she presents it. And then maybe I know or know something. What I will tell you is I would always recommend, and just to follow up that last segment, that if you're out there and you care about your finances, I think, one, you need to find a fiduciary, that somebody that's going to treat your money as if it were your, if it was theirs and they were in the same situation. Second, I think you need to find a business model. You know, it's, you need to ask that person, how do you know you're going to be in business next year?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't ask that question, right? The guy who asked me and said, hey, I'm looking for a CFP. So he knew that he wanted somebody to be credentialed so that they had formal education in this and wasn't just calling themselves a wealth manager or a financial planner. I think that was important. 10 years more of experience. Lord knows I know more today, 29 years later, than I knew the first day out of CFP, school.
Yeah.
I mean, that just is a natural part that happens.
Substitute
see
for
more things. And that's, you know, there's five others that are on the team that are on the CFP program. One's already another certified financial planner. I think that's an important thing to have.
Right.
Anyhow, into soapbox. Sherry, you're up.
Okay, so today, I mean, I'm a little nervous about this because I don't know anything about this topic. I chose one that always confuses me, and I have a tendency to be negative about it.
Aha, okay.
Here. So this is about put options.
Okay.
Put options. Prices are plunging, so buy a put. That's the title of the...
Prices are plunging so buy a put.
So I would like you, first of all, to explain, and I know there are different types. I was reading about the marriage put.
There's all sorts
of puts. But for me, put option has always meant insurance policy against falling prices.
So here's where you're going with, you know what you don't know what you don't know, but you don't know what our listeners, many of you have never heard of an option or been exposed to it.
Right.
So let's start there.
Right.
An option is something that merely gives you the right to do something.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's always priced based on time and the expected level of volatility.
Right.
Okay. It's how it's priced. So there are options that are called call options.
Right.
Call options are ones that give you the ability to buy a stock in the future at a price that you're going to state. So let's say there's a stock that's $100 a share and you're willing to, because you don't have as much money right now or you like trading in options, which are time and volatility.
Right.
So you may buy an option from somebody. Sherry may own Apple.
Right.
And you may want to buy an option that says, I'm willing to buy Apple at $145 a share, which is a little more than what it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so so you get to charge what's called a premium, right? Because you're selling me the option to buy Apple at a price.
So what is the product?
That is the product.
The product is not the stock. The product is the ability to buy the stock.
The ability to buy that stock at a given price within a given date.
Like I'm buying the right. Like it's like if you own the stock, I'm buying the right to buy your stock. You're signing off on it.
Yeah, and you can buy other stock to cover it if you want to. You don't necessarily have to sell your Apple.
This is why I don't.
You can buy more Apple, but that's a call, and it's in my opinion, it's relatively aggressive. We don't use them for anybody in here in the families we serve. There was a big shop in Indianapolis, friends of mine, that went around the world and told people that options were a very safe investment and lost a lot of money for people in the last year, which is very, very difficult to do. But anyhow, that's a call. When you have no volatility and options are based on volatility and time,
right.
You can lose money quickly, right?
Yeah.
So what's a put? A put is when I have the right to sell you my stock at a given price. And that's where you have... not at a given price. Let's say I owned a company that's now $100 a share.
Yeah.
But I'm fearful it's going to go down.
Right, exactly. Right?
And I'm fearful.
That's what the situation is.
And the key word is here, you have to hear, folks, is fear.
Okay.
I buy insurance on my cars and on my house for the fear of something bad occurring.
Right, that's why I say this is a fear-based.
But that's on a put, not a call.
Okay.
So I buy a put. Mm-hmm. So I've got my stock at $100 a share, and I fear that it could fall to 60.
And I don't want it to.
But I don't want to sell it, but I don't want it to fall to 60.
Right, okay.
So I buy an insurance policy
that
says if it happens to fall to 80 or below, you have to buy it at 80. So I wake up one morning and it falls to 60, but I've got an insurance policy that only let it fall to 80. Now Sherry, because she bought the put, has to come up with the other money. Okay. You've got to come up with the money to do it.
Okay.
So why did you buy the put? Now, this is something that we do use inside of the Financial Enhancement Group.
Okay.
Because people pay extra for fear, right?
Okay.
People tend to over-assess risk.
Right.
And they will buy puts that don't necessarily ever come to fruition.
Right.
But they sleep better at night. So anytime you buy an insurance policy, what do you pay?
The premium.
A premium. Premiums income.
So if I'm buying a put, I'm paying a premium.
Absolutely. And I'm writing the insurance policy. Me, Joe Clark, and my brokerage account.
Okay.
I'm writing the insurance policy. It's called writing a put.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm writing the insurance policy. So I've agreed to cover your $100 stock.
Mm-hmm.
Anything between 180 is not on me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if it falls below 80, I have to pay you the difference. I've got to cover.
So why would you do that? Because you don't think
because
it's going
to? Don't believe it'll fall below 80.
I see.
And the tendency is for people to overpay premiums. That's why insurance companies have big buildings.
Yeah.
It's you don't see Progressive going under or Geico going under. Yeah. You don't see Allstate going under.
Right.
People pay more in premiums than what they necessarily need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But to protect yourself, you're willing to pay that. In the pool of things, you're okay. So we don't buy a put unless it's an odd situation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a very odd situation. What we do is buy a group of them that have covered a bunch of companies without a lot of volatility where we believe people are paying for more fear than they ought to be. And maybe one or two of them are wrong, but 8 or 15 of them are right. And we end up collecting a premium, a payment, that is greater than what we could get in buying a simple bond or certainly a CD or something of that nature. Should this be 20% of your portfolio? Not in my opinion. Should it be 5 to 8% of your portfolio? It very might fit.
Really?
Absolutely.
And it's
something as a fiduciary, right? My job is to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't put too much there.
No, but how would a normal, regular
they
average...
They wouldn't, Sherry, for God's sakes. This is what
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is what I'm saying. You write grants. I don't write grants. Not my job. You know, I looked at the nurse that came to the library the other day, and she said, Joe, how do I figure this out? And I looked at her, and I said, you know, I'm glad you're here. You know, who in the world would come to the library at 6 o'clock on a sunny summer evening to hear somebody talk about tax and investing? And the answer is she did. And she goes, how do I figure this out on my own? And I said, what would you do if I told you I was going to show up tomorrow with a stethoscope and a needle and play nurse?
Yes,
she said, well, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is in the United States of America, we do not let you do anything that kills you quickly.
Right.
Right. We will not give you Vicodin. Mm-mm. We will not let you shoot yourself with medicine. We will not let you do it. But it's something that kills you slowly.
Yeah.
Tobacco, alcohol.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And managing your own money.
Yeah.
Right? We think it's our God-given right, and we ought to be able to do it. And folks, some of you are really getting hurt. And yes, it's a passion of mine, but there's tools that are out there. There's a reason why there's 25 of us on a team. We all need help. Shoot us an email, folks. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Take a break. Be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. So we're talking about the components of a retirement decision, things that you need to consider about retirement as you prepare. So I came up with a list of 10 things. It's not they're not necessarily in order. They're just the things when people say, hey, Joe, I'm thinking about doing this. You know, what can I do to improvement? What should I be thinking? You know, da, 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 da. And the first one that I came up with is save more. Now, that may sound very, very obvious to you, but there's a little bit more to that. Obviously, if you're 30 years old, you're hearing the show, yes, save more. Mm. That is one way to be able to get it done. But the real key, Sherry, is that what's my job when you retire? What am I supposed to replace?
My standard of living.
Your standard of living, not your income.
Not your income.
So you made $100,000 a year. That is immaterial. What I have to replace
is how you're living.
Is how you live. So if you're used to living on $5,000 a month, I need to figure out the way to help you get to $5,000 a month. So my brother was in Haiti the day after the earthquake. And, you know, we've often talked about how they were singing and praising and just happy people the day after the destruction that occurred there and the death and everything else. And the bottom line is they had nothing the day before. They had nothing the day after. Right. When I see people who are really, really sad at retirement, it's because they have less when they retired than what they had before.
Right.
So saving more does two things. By definition, it obviously gives you more money when you retire. But the second thing that it does is reduces the amount of money that you become accustomed to living on. Right.
Right.
Right. So it's easier for yours truly to be able to replace your standard of living when you've got more money in an account and when you're used to living on less. Right.
Yeah.
Works out well. Number two, retire later. Now, one of my best friends is working on doing this right now. He has saved up enough money that some people would tell him, and I'll come back to that in a second. Remind me. He saved up enough money that some people would tell him that it's okay to retire.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not okay. He's 57 years old. It's probably not okay. However, what I've explained to him is he doesn't need to make the money that he's making now doing the job that he's doing now, which is very stressful and hard on his body. And in all fairness, he's burnt out. What I need him to do is work another 5 years
at something.
Forget saving 50 grand a year, right? Forget doing that. Just do something to be able to take care of he and his wife, right? To get through the next 5 years. And then I can turn the tap on. And then I will be comfortable to say yes. For the next 30 years of your life, we can maintain your standard of living based on what we know today. Okay.
Right.
Now, here is one of the reasons why I don't sell products. Here's one of the reasons why I've devoted my life to taking care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Right. And that's that in the world of sales, when I'm trying to sell a product or when I'm trying to sell something, it's all a transference of confidence. That's the game, right? Either you, if you're doing this on your own, you've tried to convince you can do it on your own, or you've tried to convince your spouse you can do it on your own, or you've tried to convince, or somebody's tried to convince you that they can do it or this product can do it, right? So imagine yourself, Sherry, you go to the doctor, you got a bellyache, you go to the doctor and the doctor says, Sherry, you're fine. This is going to go away in a week. Take these calcium pills or whatever it is and call me next Tuesday,
okay.
Right? And you saw the relief and you couldn't see because we're on the radio, but you should have seen the relief in Sherry's face. How did you know? Right?
Yeah.
Now, she feels so much better because I told her everything
Things
was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Sherry, did you go get a second opinion?
No.
No, of course not. You heard what you wanted to hear.
I heard what I wanted
now,
to hear.
Now, if
exactly.
I told you, Sherry, you've got 6 months, you need to get your affairs in order.
Then I'd be seeing somebody else.
You'd be in a second and a third opinion immediately,
right.
Wouldn't you? Because nobody wants to hear bad news, folks.
Right.
And this is what this is why retirement plans get wrecked. One thing that you can always count on from me, whether you like it or not, is that I will tell you the truth. Do not ask me how you look in those jeans. Right?
It's no, wait a minute.
This is my job, right? It's my job. So when somebody comes in, even one of my best friends, literally, and says, I cannot take another day, figure it out.
Yes.
Right? I don't care what the guy at the brokerage firm told him.
Mm.
I don't care what the HR person told him at work. I don't care what anybody else told him. I have done this for 29 years of my life. It is only thing in the world I'm probably good at. I just had the worst golf round of my entire life over the weekend. and there's nothing that I really enjoy doing more than that outside of work. Right?
Yeah.
I will tell you the truth. And the bottom line is people will tell you what you want to hear when they're trying to sell things.
Mm.
And that is not what we're about at the Financial Enhancement Group. It can't be what you're retirement about. End of soapbox. Number three, reduce standard of living. Now that's painful.
Yeah.
That is painful. But go back to that premise that I gave you. Give up the chocolate to lose the 40 pounds. Do not lose the 40 pounds and then give up the chocolate.
Right.
So if you're looking at your situation and your scenario and you're going, okay, all right, we got to work through this. We got to figure out how to make this happen. You know, you can give up the sports package now, right? You can give up the Harley Davidson. I know that's pointed, but that's what, you know, I did. And you know, God bless you guys that still ride. I just don't like texters. It scares me anymore, if you want to know the truth.
Right.
But you can give up things today. You just can't give them up when you retire. It's not going to work out. It's not going to go well for you and your relationship. So,
that's why you do the practice year with your people, right?
Yeah.
You just get them used to it.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Sherry. So one of the things, you know, when we work with families that are and many times people come to us after they've retired and said, this isn't working quite the way we thought it would work. But when we've got a family that comes in that's preparing, said, okay, I'm 2 years, I'm 5 years, I'm 10 years away, what do we do? What do we do? We kind of run them through these questions that we're doing now. But the year before they retire, we try to have that practice year. And so you say, you know, Joe, here's my budget. I'm going to divide it into two. I will never tell you where to spend money. Not my job. But I will divide it into two columns. Fixed expenses, which are going to go on whether you're 60, 70, 80, or 90 years old. You have to eat. The utilities will not go away, right? You know, so fixed expenses probably will rise with inflation. The social expenses, on the other hand, the social expenses are money that you spend enjoying life. And what happens nationally, on a national average, is at age 65, most social spending declines. Now, in my practice, and it's probably because people are a little healthier, have had a little more resources, et cetera. They weren't at a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, right?
Mm.
But most of my people slow down at 68. They either can't get away from the grandkids.
Yeah.
Right. Can't get away from a doctor. Mm. Or the comfy couch just feels too good.
Right.
And so one of the mistakes that I made, I was taught in CFPville, I'm a certified financial planner. One of the things that I was taught was you take what your budget is, that $5,000 a month, and you inflate it over your life expectancy. Always add 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Life expectancy plus five, so that I figured out how much money you needed to have and then extrapolate back how much money you need to save. That's what they taught us in school. Well, the reality is now, 29 years later, I've got a bunch of 80, 85-year-olds with a whole lot of money and not a lot of spending, right? They don't want to go see the Grand Canyon anymore. They have no desire to traipse across Europe anymore.
Mm.
And so we accelerate one with inflation. We do the other one with a flat line so that you have less purchasing power each year, but you still have the same amount of money. At 90, you don't care. Trust me, done this a long time.
Mm.
But the bottom line is that first year, you say it takes $5,000 a month. We put $5,000 a month in your account. At the end of the year, if there's money left, you know that it worked.
Yeah.
If there's not money left, you know that it didn't. So we always try to help people have that retirement practice year. So anyhow, Sherry and I are talking about retirement decisions. We've talked about saving more, retire later, reduce standard of living. We've talked about changing jobs, but delaying touching the assets for a period of time. We're going to come back. There's more. there are more things that you need to consider, whether we like it or not. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, and you can always call us 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I got to ask an interesting question. It said, Joe, why is your website Your Life After Work instead of Financial Enhancement Group?
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, we're 20 years old this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is people have a hard time spelling financial. I know you'll find that shocking.
I do.
People have a hard time spelling financial, and they have a hard time spelling enhancement.
Really?
And back in the good old days of the internet, if you didn't type in a word exactly correctly, you wound up being going nowhere. Google didn't know how to mean, did you really mean this? Right?
Right.
And somebody already had FEG. They've never done anything with it. But my whole reason I got into this industry when I started, I grew up with a bunch of very, very educated, loving people who had the electricity turned off more often than once.
Mm.
And I thought, how can somebody have a master's degree and not know how to manage money? And, so, you know, my original start to this was that. And as I got into it, there were not a lot of people demographically retiring in the early 90s. I started in 2 weeks before the crash in 1987, but there weren't a lot of people retiring. There were some, but not a lot. And as I started dealing with more and more of the engineers from Guide and from Delco here in Anderson, what I realized is people had done a great job putting money into accounts, but really had no idea about how to get money out of accounts.
Mm.
And my whole focus for the last, you know, 20 years of the Financial Enhancement Group, but really my whole 29-year career has really been helping people figure out the best way to use their money and to get it out. And so since people can't spell financial, they can't spell enhancement, they probably would have had group okay.
Yeah.
We went with Your Life After Work. And so that is really, really our thing. It's yourlifeafterwork.com is the website. And that's where you can find the information that is out there, including previous radio shows, you know, my newspaper column that I write weekly for the Herald Bulletin. Got a lot of comments that came from that this last week. I wrote about terrorist attacks. And, you know, then sadly enough, we had the events that occurred in London.
Yeah.
And you know, people said, how did you know? And I thought, well, I clearly didn't know.
Sure.
You know, what I was trying to do was to teach people the difference in how markets work versus how our minds work. So from the perspective of that newspaper article, just to kind of lay it out, I ask people, if I could give you an event, if I could take you back in the way back time machine and tell you what was going to happen, and then let you invest a day ahead of time, how life would have turned out for you. So Sherry, let's go back in the way back time machine.
Okay.
Back to 1963.
Okay. Before my time.
Before my time. JFK.
Yeah.
Sadly assassinated.
Yes.
If you knew that was going to happen the day before,
mm-hmm.
What would you have done with your investments?
Okay. So things would have crashed right after that.
You would have thought.
Right.
Except 6 months later, the market was at a new high.
Hmm.
Katrina, the largest natural disaster that's ever occurred in the United States.
Same thing. I would have thought it would have crashed. Right? Yeah.
And it was even quicker than 6 months in this case.
Hmm.
But 6 months later, you were at a new high. Hmm. 9/11.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
And it is hard for people to imagine that, but markets have a mind of their own.
Interesting.
And so if you look out 6 months from there, even if you knew what was going to happen, you can get it wrong. And so I'll pick on me for a second. I was the only person probably on our team that believed that Trump had a chance of winning the presidency. And I said that starting the day that the Brexit vote occurred in the United Kingdom. Fortunately, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we don't invest based on what we believe to be true.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
We don't invest on what we think might happen. We invest based on a risk barometer. Right. So I always, as a strategic planner, I always try to go to the end. What does the end of retirement look like for you, Sherry? What is it you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I want you to be able to walk out of work on that final day and be able to maintain your standard of living to which you become accustomed.
I hope you've enjoyed today's show and the different concepts that we talk about. You know that I'm going to break the world down into primarily four areas: how we spend our resources. That's why we're younger and we're building families, but it's also what we do at retirement, or what we call your life after work. It's how you save your money, what your investment process and thought is in this crazy world of a market that just seems to want to keep making more and more record highs. The third thing then is how you live. There are things that are going to pop up in your life every day that are good, bad, and ugly. Do you buy a new home? Do you downsize? What college do your kids go for? How much should you pay? These are some things that we've got the answers for you for at the Financial Enhancement Group. Some of them, it's just we can offer some insight and wisdom. You know, over the last 30 years, we've worked with more than 1,000 families. And being able to take that experience in the good, bad, and ugly things of life and being able to help give you a track, I think, is really comfortable and able to help some people get into some better situations. Now, the fourth area is how you give. And that is really, if you know anything about the Financial Enhancement Group, if you've listened to the show, it is one of my passions. We go around to churches, other not-for-profits, and talk. And let me just make it as simple as I can. It is not my job to make you a bigger giver. If you show me your tax return and you're giving away $1,000 a year on Schedule A as an itemized deduction, okay. If you're giving away $100,000 a year, okay. And believe me, I have both, and a lot of people way in between. My job is not to make you a bigger giver, but it is to make you a better giver. I want you to understand, if you're 70 and a half with required minimum distributions, the complications, but also the opportunity to use what's called QCDs, or qualified charitable distributions. I want you to understand that by building tax diversification, you have a hole in the tax code that allows you to gift appreciated assets. And many times when people come to us, they only have tax deferred and occasionally tax free, as in Roth material or investments. We really need to have that third column. That's money that's just in a normal retail account that is after tax, if you will. But it's helping people understand the QCDs, the gifting of appreciated stock. And if you're going to make a gift to a charity or to a family member or to just somebody that you want to help that happens not to be a not-for-profit entity, what is the best way for you to make that transfer of those assets, those gifts, if you will? We see an awful lot of mistakes occur that are just too late. Charitable gifting is not one of those things that you get until April 15th on. The IRAs, the Roths, you can contribute later into the following year once you know what your tax circumstance is. Gifting, on the other hand, is an entirely different story. And now as we look to have the charitable deduction changed, not changed in itself, but the standard deduction doubled, there are things that we certainly need to consider going forward. Folks, we greatly appreciate you tuning into the show. If there's a question or something we can help with, give us a call, 800-928-4001. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next time. Happy New Year, my friends.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.